Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
And this morning, it's going to be a special visit with us this morning with Coach Jay Eastwood, athletic director, head football coach for the Brady Bulldogs. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing well. You ready for another big push?
Absolutely.
Ready to go.
Ready for another year to get rocking and rolling. We've had a great turnout this summer and at our Beast Camp and our sports-specific skills. We had a great turnout for our basketball camp that we held for our kids. Man, it's just been a whirlwind of a summer, but a very good, productive summer. So we've been excited about that. We had in June, in the month of June, we had summer leagues going on in Brownwood. We were playing two nights a week, and we had softball summer league going on in Fredericksburg. And so we had 7-on-7 going on in the month of June. We had a lot of things going on, as well as Beast Camp and sports-specific skills. And man, the turnout was great on in all of those deals, and we're very excited about the buy-in from our group and about the work that our coaches are putting in and preparing for this upcoming season. And so, man, we are excited to get back at it and excited that it's right around the corner. I mean, it starts ready or not, here we go.
That's right. You got things happening this week, and then things really get busy next week.
Yes, sir, we do. This week, I'll go one sport at a time. We have volleyball, and we have a volleyball camp that starts tomorrow from it's the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th, and it's a volleyball camp, and it's for incoming 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. All incoming 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, you're welcome to attend that, and that's from 9:30 to 11:30, and that'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week at the high school gym. And so we'd love to see as many out as can be out there and getting better and learning fundamentals and learning what we do volleyball-wise. That'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all incoming 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. this week. And then volleyball will begin their season or their practice schedule. High school volleyball will begin their practice schedule beginning Monday, August the 2nd. And that'll start at 7 to 8 is conditioning, 8 to 9 is weights, and then 9 to 11 is session 1, and 1 to 4 is session 2. And that's been posted out there as well on the Bulldog Facebook page, mm-hmm. and all of those places as well. But so volleyball starts next week, and the sessions are typically 8 to 11 and 1 to 4. So volleyball has true two-a-days because they're inside. And so Coach C will have all that stuff organized and ready to roll. And they'll get their equipment and all those kinds of things as they progress through that week. And it has to do with some of their conditioning and some of the other things that they're going to do. But so they get started on August 2nd. That's volleyball. Cross country is actually starting this week. Cross country, they are starting tonight at the stadium at 6:30, and that's high school cross country. Mm-hmm. Junior high cross country will start when school starts. High school cross country starts tonight at the stadium, and it's tonight, tomorrow, it's Monday through Thursday at Bulldog Stadium at 6:30 p.m. And then it'll go again next week, Monday through Thursday at Bulldog Stadium at 6:30 p.m. As well. So kind of on that schedule for the first 2 weeks. It's Monday through Thursday, 6:30 p.m. There's a possibility of a Friday practice, but Coach Docker will let everybody know as far as that's concerned. And so cross country getting started this week. They get a jump on things. They're not a team sport, so they don't have to wait till August 2nd. When you're talking about cross country and track, you have individual sports, and so it's less governed by the UIL, if you will, because it's just an individual sport as far as you running on your own, and it doesn't require like me teaching you a specific skill with, you know, specific strategies and things like that. And so, right. they get to start. That's why cross country starting this evening at 6:30, and that's for all high school cross country athletes tonight at 6:30 at Bulldog Stadium.
You have any idea how many you can expect to go start off with?
Yes, sir. So volleyball wise, we'll probably start with 40 plus at the high school, and then cross country wise, we're expecting 20, around 20 at the high school cross country level as well. So.
Good.
Yes, sir. Good numbers, and excited about that. And I know our coaches are really fired up, and definitely a good time for that. And the cross country deal, I just emailed it to you, and it'll be, you can have it put up there
okay.
on your website as well, just so everybody will know how that goes. But our kids are coming out and participating, and we're really excited about that, and excited about the upcoming season. Getting started, and you know, again on August 2nd, we have some more things rolling. We're finishing up this week, talking about some other things that have been going on. We're finishing up this week with Beast Camp and Sport Specific Skills. We have Beast Camp this morning from 7 to 8 for boys and 8 to 9 for girls, Monday through Thursday of this week, and then we have Sport Specific for boys on Tuesday and Wednesday morning directly after Beast Camp. So Sport Specific will be 8 to 9 in the morning on Tuesday and Wednesday morning this week. We would encourage all high school football players to show up to that, because we are starting to get a jump on incorporating some of our concepts that we're going to be putting in this year. And so we're really excited about that as well. But most of the summer we've had really good turnout on the boys' side. We've had 50 plus at our Beast Camp and at our Sports Specific Camp. So we've been really excited about that. And that's definitely one of the most consistent numbers we've had since we've been here, and so we're really looking forward to that. Some important dates, and you should have been getting a letter in the mail. We mailed them out last week, and they should be delivered by now. But it has important dates on it. So July 28th, we'll be pick up talking about football now. Changing mm-hmm. gears here and
right.
talking about football. July 28th for 11th and 12th graders from 9 to 4. So that's Wednesday from 9 to 4, you can come get your equipment, your lockers, things like that, and we'll go ahead and start getting everything handed out. On July 29th is 9th and 10th graders from 9 to 5, and then there's a parent meeting at 5:30 p.m. in the BHS cafeteria on July 29th.
It's this Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thursday, July 29th, we have parent meeting at 5:30 in BHS cafeteria, and we have equipment pickup for 9th and 10th graders, incoming 9th and 10th graders, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Thursday. So we would love to see as many parents as possible at that meeting. It's kind of going over what the first 2 weeks of 2-a-days will look like, and the expectations and those kinds of things. And so it's a kind of a and get to meet some of our new coaches and things like that. So we want you to show up to that, and we're excited about that getting started. And then of course next week we start 2-a-days. And so that first week from August 2nd through August 5th, we'll go 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And that's our time frame, is 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And that's practice, weights, conditioning, leadership meetings, the whole shebang, 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And that's Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, we'll have our first full pads, and we will get to scrimmage. We'll have our black gold scrimmage on Saturday, August 7th, and that'll be from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That'll be a black gold scrimmage, and then we'll have watermelon after that. And so you can come and see what the Brady Bulldogs are going to bring to the table this year. And so we're really excited about that, and excited about how our leadership has conducted themselves all summer long. Our leadership council has been very active, and then been very involved at getting people in at getting people to come to the workouts, and also been very involved in some community service stuff. Mm-hmm. We've been going to Casa Care this summer. The girls have started a leadership council side as well. So both the boys and girls athletic programs have a leadership council, and that's made up of about 12 to 15 athletes on the boys' side and 12 to 15 on the girls' side that are voted on by their peers and their coaches that are seen as leaders in our program, and they have had leadership meetings, and they've all summer long, and they've also gone to Casa Care and talked to the kids at Casa Care about citizenship words such as kindness, responsibility, accountability, words such as that, and went and hung out with the Casa Care kids on Wednesdays. And so been very thankful for that and thankful for our opportunity to serve our community. And, man, our kids have stepped up to the plate and raised the level of their expectations. So we're really excited about our leadership councils on both sides. But we're really excited about football starting and excited about the upcoming season. I know that our kids are ready to go, man. They've been talking about it. They were talking about it this morning when I just left Beast Camp, and they were talking about it this morning. But, you know, we have a great opportunity in front of us, and we have, you know, same district we're in, all that kind of stuff. And we have 8 starters coming back on both sides of the ball. So we are definitely looking forward to this upcoming school year and this upcoming football season. But we're also looking forward to the upcoming every sport getting started. To be honest with you, I think there's a new energy amongst our kids and amongst our staff, and just that energy, I would say, if I could describe it in one word, is to raise the level to the next level. And so that's what everybody's expecting, and our kids' actions have reflected that so far this summer. Our coaches' actions have reflected that, and so really excited about that. And I think we talked about this back in the spring, but our theme is going to be Go Big this year.
All right.
And we would like to carry that on further to not only just our athletic program, but our community, because what Go Big stands for, big stands for begin in gratitude. And I'll just read you a little quote about what it means, and then we will let you go. But again, I'll put all these things that we're talking about, they'll be on the KNEL website. Okay. If they're not already on the KNEL website. And you should have gotten a letter when it comes
the
to football.
The letter's on there, yeah.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Letter's on the website.
So that's a good deal. But Go Big says, what does this mean? It means begin in gratitude in every moment and every situation throughout the day. Throughout your day, throughout your year, and throughout the week. Be thankful for the opportunity we have each day. We will face adversity, but even during that, we can be thankful. Thankful hearts lead to a positive mindset, which leads to positive energy. Gratitude that comes from this affects those around us and ourselves too. We can focus our energy on the things that we are thankful for rather than the things that we do not like. And that will help us flip the switch and have a better day.
Okay.
So, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Go big.
Go big. Thanks for being here. Coach Shea Easterwood.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.